Hello and welcome to today's Follow Funding call. This is the founder, Eric Bechtold. Excited to welcome you to the call. Unfortunately, we have some kind of a topic that's not the best topic to talk about right now, but we do have some positive things that are coming out of this as well. So as you may have noticed, our site is temporarily disabled. And the reason for that is that we recently lost the bank associated with the donation processing that we've been doing. Now, we've had a great relationship with our donation processor, ZiftPay. In fact, we have one of the co-founders, Nate Hughes, on the line with us here today. He's going to jump on in just a second and kind of talk about what happened a little bit. But I want you guys to understand, we didn't do anything wrong. None of us did. This was just a situation of a bank being acquired and some rules that they had in place that didn't jive with the kind of processing that we're doing. So let me just go ahead and see if we've got Nate on the line. Nate, are you with us?
I'm right here, Eric. Thank you.
All right, bud. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to join us here. And the whole point in bringing you on the call is just to let everybody hear kind of what's going on in this banking situation and why we are where we're at, and then we'll talk about the solution moving forward. So I'll turn it over to you for a minute, bud.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you and appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and all of your folks. You know, the biggest issue here is that it's kind of just the perfect storm, I guess is the best way to describe it. We have, and just for all of your listeners today, I just want to advocate for Follow Funding and what we've been able to do together in collaboration on this project. We've had a great experience working with Eric and his team, and we have nothing but the greatest things to say about them. We're very excited about the things that Follow Funding is doing and the way in which they're doing it. And so we're going to do everything we can to continue to advocate on behalf of Follow Funding, make sure that the right processing solutions are in place so that even after this beta situation and some of the fallout that's happened, this becomes a long-term solution and a really just an amazing product for everybody to use. Basically, what happened, everybody, is our bank that essentially allows and sponsors us so that we can then process on behalf of Visa and MasterCard to our different merchants and different merchant groups. They were recently acquired by another large financial institution, and in the rules and regulations of that financial institution that acquired them, crowdfunding was specifically an industry type that they were not okay with continually processing. And in addition to that, just so that everybody's aware, it wasn't just the crowdfunding. It's not a business that's prohibited or anything like that. There are certain banks that will accept and other banks that won't, depending upon their risk tolerance. But in this situation, what had happened was they were acquired and kind of forced our hand to then essentially just close down, just without any other warning, just to basically over the weekend, to close down the Follow Funding relationship and to find processing solutions somewhere else. And when that acquisition took place, it also affected our business, not that anybody really cares, but it affected our business as well.
I care about anybody's business being affected for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, Eric. It affected us to a certain extent too, because we had other merchants, not necessarily with Follow Funding, but others that were also involved in that acquisition that kind of required us to look at our entire portfolio of clients, and there were others that were needing to find other solutions elsewhere also. So this is not just a satellite issue with Follow Funding. It's kind of been more bank-wide. It really, for lack of a better term, it just sucks for everybody, and we're very sorry. But at the same time, like I said before, we are fully engaged to making sure that Eric and his team and what Follow Funding is doing and the goals and objectives with this amazing product still has a good home to go to and can essentially get back up online as soon as possible.
Awesome.
Anything else you want me to share, Eric?
No, that's really, Nate, I just wanted people to hear, what actually happened and that, you love the concept. And we were just rocking and rolling, too. Every transaction was going through. We didn't have any chargeback issues or any problems. So, the cool thing is we've proven kind of in this early beta, we were able to prove the concept and know that it does work. And now at least we have what we've done so far as a nice case study. So moving forward, it's going to be easier to get our processors in place as well. So I appreciate you being open-minded and working with us as closely as you have. And we're sorry that we're not able to continue working with you guys, because I love your team over there too. So appreciate you jumping on the call.
Yeah, it may be a blip in the, you know, maybe a bump in the road right now. We'll be obviously in contact long term. This is a relationship that's not a one and done. We're very excited and interested to see how things materialize, and as we have other financial institutions that we bring on board that are more savvy to what you're trying to do, we'll definitely be in contact. So.
Okay. Well, sounds good, but I appreciate your time. You can jump off, but thank you very much for jumping on and sharing some time with us.
No problem, Eric. Thanks
all
so
right,
much.
Nate.
We'll see you.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
all right, guys. Well, you heard it. So that's basically what's happening, and we all kind of got blindsided by this, and even Ziftpay didn't see this coming, or we wouldn't have done this. We got together and have worked with that team to integrate and to get this processor in place. But again, it all comes down to the rules of the individual processing bank. So I told you I had bad news, but I have good news. Okay. To me, I'm a bright side guy. I always look at the bright side. I'm a big fan of Ryan Holiday's book, The Obstacle is the Way. You guys should read that sometime. It's a great book, especially if you're an entrepreneur and looking to build a business and doing stuff. I mean, you're always going to run into hiccups. You're always going to run into little challenges. But I'll tell you this, the bright side is two things here. The first bright side is we're a couple weeks into processing. We're dealing with hundreds of people instead of thousands or 50,000 or 20, instead of huge numbers in full production, which is the direction that we're going. So the cool thing here in beta, and we're always going to have problems in beta, we're just proving the concept, figuring things out. So we figured out one thing, okay, and one thing that's very, very important, and this is something that's going to solidify us moving forward, is you can't hang everything on one bank, even if the bank is totally open-minded, everything's great, because with the acquisitions of banks and the way that whole financial institution scenario works, acquisitions within banks happen quite frequently. I don't know about you, but I know my bank that I've been banking at, I have a couple banks I bank at, but one of the banks I've been banking at for the longest has probably changed names three times since I've been with them. I know it has. It's three times. I've had to get new checks three times. It happens every time it happens. So just so you guys understand, that's a process. So I understand that, and I understand that's an Achilles heel type of situation, but we've got all of this programming and hundreds of thousands of dollars wrapped up in developing the follow funding concept. So I'm not just going to throw the towel in at the first little blip in the road. That's what you need to realize about who you're working with here. We have a mission to change the world by helping people manifest their dreams. That's my passion. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm excited about. So the solution to moving forward is to have multiple banks backing us. And we're working right now. We have another processor that we're working with. In fact, they've got all the materials over to them. They're going through underwriting right now. We're getting some answers on which banks are going to work with us tomorrow morning. Just so you know, when we found out about this, I went to work that night getting all my materials together, finding other alternatives, and going to work on making that happen. So we are working on it, but the cool thing about this new process and what I am definitely going to make sure we have in place is that we'll have multiple banks underwriting our process. So, basically if one bank sells and changes and they no longer accept crowdfunding as a platform, there'll be another bank that's there already in the place, and we'll be able to load balance within those banks as well. So we can process some money through one bank, some money through another bank, and do that so when we're onboarding people, we're not putting everybody's eggs in one basket as well. So, again, these are things, you got to realize for me, this is the first time I've ever built a crowdfunding platform. I've learned a ton in a small amount of time, and, we have literally gone from zero to where we're at today, which is, I've talked to a lot of people, like, I can't believe how this thing has evolved. It's been a year and a half in the making just to get to beta. So as you can imagine, if anybody's a little disheartened right now, it's me, because, again, follow funding is my dream, and it's my passion to help you guys realize yours. But what we're doing is right now we're in the process of getting that together. Once we have it done, now here's the challenge, okay? What time is it now? It's December 10th, right? So we're right in the midst of the holiday season, going into Christmas here pretty soon. People slow down this time of year. Banks slow down. All sorts of stuff slows down. The processors I'm trying to get on board with right now are on the ball. They got all, we got all the information out there. They're going around and they're shopping it around and getting us the banks. So that's happening. But integration, we'd spent a lot of time integrating with Zift to get that right with all the onboarding videos and all the little things so people get in there, They don't have to worry about how to figure it all out. So we have to rewrite that section of the code, and it's going to take a little while. We're going to work quickly. So, you know, we're going to be – most of my holiday is going to be sitting at my computer and going to eat meals with my family and stuff. I'm committed to helping you guys get this thing back up as soon as possible. So what have I done to do this? I realize you all can't process right now on our platform. We have an annual fee. We charge $50 a year for use of our platform. So I realize during that time you're not able to utilize this. So what I've had my programmer do for you today is we went in and reprogrammed when your membership starts. So we added 3 additional months onto your membership so far. I don't think it's going to take 3 months to get this done. It should be faster than that, but just to be safe, so that you're not paying for any time that you're not able to use the platform. So that's what we've done. One other option that I'm going to give you guys too, if you just decide, oh, I don't want to be part of Follow Funding, I don't believe in this vision, I don't think these guys are really passionate about what they do, and I'll tell you, if you think that, you're dead wrong. But if you do feel that way and you don't want to be part of Follow Funding for any reason, you can send an email to support@followfunding.com with your name and email address and just put in there that you'd like your $50 refunded, and we will refund that $50 and let you go on your merry way. I mean, that's, we're not trying to pigeonhole anybody. We're not trying to hold anybody up. We're trying to give you guys a solution to manifest your dreams, and that's our goal. The way I look at this and the way I gauge success, just so you guys know, the way we are going to gauge success here at Fall of Funding is how many dreams we manifest and how many lives we transform. That is what our mission is. That is what we're going to do. So I appreciate you jumping on this call. I know this is hard news to hear. It's hard news for me to deliver. You know, everybody that's got on this platform believed in my dream enough to want to utilize it to manifest their own, and I take that very seriously, and I take each and every one of you and your dreams extremely seriously as well. So believe me, I feel for you, you know, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. And I know Nate, you know, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his company's fault. I have nothing but goodwill for those guys. You know, God bless them, the fact that they believed in us enough to let us integrate and start. That's something, too, because we're doing something very innovative and very disruptive in the crowdfunding space. And it takes open-minded people to really even understand what you're going to do when you're changing kind of a paradigm shift, when you're transforming an industry like we are, this $40 billion annual crowdfunding industry. So, just, you know, kind of a bittersweet call. Definitely, we've learned some lessons, and this is what beta is all about. I told you guys we're going to have some bumps in the road. I didn't know we were going to have this big of a speed bump this early on, but thank God, again, that it happened when it did, because it let us realize a weakness that we needed to shore up. And believe me, we are hard at work fixing this problem, and we did disable the site until we do have this problem fixed, because obviously we don't want people coming onto the site and trying to make donations when they're not going to be able to go through. And I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. So when I know anything else, or when I have anything else to share with you, which I will keep you guys in the loop along the way as we have little victories and get things in place and things are happening and we have time schedules and all that kind of stuff, I'll jump on another call and make sure you guys are the first to hear about what's happening, because, again, you're part of the Fall of Funding family. And we're grateful to have you. And, again, I'm just grateful you took the time to listen to this message. And I hope it finds you well. I hope you have a fabulous holiday season. And like I said, we're going to do our best to get this back up so we can help you make 2020 your best year yet. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen. This is Eric Bechtold signing off. And I will see you again soon with more updates. Bye for now, guys.